What's going on, guys?
Hey, Love Tribe. Thanks for joining us today. We have on the show Dr. Melanie Dean, and Melanie is a psychologist with a background in science and business who has spent her career helping people work with their thoughts and feelings to achieve their own personal goals. She is also the author of a new book called The Hidden Power of Emotions and is the creator and leader of The Wave Makers, which is a free online learning community dedicated to helping people notice and shift their emotions and intentionally direct their energy to create a life they really want. And that is really exactly what we talk about today.
Yeah, we really enjoyed our conversation with Melanie, where we break down a bit of the science of it, and you'll hear the questions I ask, but I'm always a bit put off, I guess, and I try not to be, but when people start saying, oh, my energy and this and that, it's a bit woo-woo to me, but I am open to it, and there, you know, and I feel it intuitively when I do pay attention. So I'm taking that filter off. And and Melanie explains a bit of the science behind that and how understanding it can help us bring good energy into the world, help us individually, help us in our relationships, and help us get the things we want in life.
So we hope you guys enjoy today's episode. And as always, thank you for listening and for sharing and for checking out all of our free resources and our online course on our website at idpodcast.com. Enjoy today's show.
Today's episode is brought to you by our online course, Spark My Relationship.
Do you guys want to create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner in less than 90 days?
Yes. Sign me up.
Then you guys need to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. It is an online course, like I mentioned, that we created with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you guys the strategies marriage therapists teach their clients.
We talk about it on the show. Relationships take work. Sometimes they function pretty easily and you coast along, but we've found the reality is you have to do work sometimes and to make them better, to change them so that they're more satisfying for both partners.
And you've made it here. You've made it to listening to our show. So you guys probably already know that a little bit. But what you might not know are the specific tools and exercises that you need to create those lasting and positive improvements in your relationship. And like Chase said, change does not happen on its own. It takes hard work. And that's why we created the course.
Spark My Relationship is designed to infuse your life and relationship with fresh passion, skills, and wisdom. And it's a self-paced journey that's perfect for turning up the heat, having some fun together, and revolutionizing your intimacy and communication.
And just some tools and strategies that the course includes is to how to eliminate unhelpful old habits, develop mindful awareness to help improve your stress management, learn healthy and successful communication tools, create a deeper and more intimate bond, and strengthen your couple microculture, which you will find out what that is. In the future together. So for our listeners only, we're offering a special of $100 off the course. Visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to unlock your discount. And there is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there really is no reason to not give it a try. So go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock for $100 off. Hi, Melanie. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, Chase. Thank you for having me.
Today, we're going to talk about a big area of your work and your online community, and that is how you help people notice and shift their emotions and then intentionally direct their energy to create the life that they really want. And this is like a big general idea, right? And we kind of probably have heard that before, but it seems like you've broken this down very systematically and also getting into the science behind it. So we're excited to dive in and talk about this. So maybe we can start with having you tell our listeners how you work with people to do this, and we'll go through the process of just starting with how we can notice our emotions and then shift them.
Well, in working with people, I'm primarily doing that now through the WaveMaker community that I have developed, which people can join for free. It's free resources in terms of emails and podcasts and videos that can really help people understand how their power works and how to make their power work in their life. So I got started with wanting to know how power works many years ago, after I had focused on selling my business because I wanted more time with my young children. And so in my quiet time every day, I had envisioned selling the business and envisioned exactly how much money I wanted for it. And then all of a sudden, the business was selling in such a very surprising way. And the exact amount of money I wanted for it was in my bank account, which led me to lots of questions, like, did something scientifically real happen that what I focused on, I got? Like, do my focused intentions and my desires and my wishes actually somehow leave my body and connect up to create what it is I want? That was a very large question I had. And so now, with this time on my hands, after all that great money was in the bank, I decided to get answers to that question. Do we all have some scientifically real power that we can get what we focus upon? So it took me 10 years of research and reading and understanding, and I'm a science nerd at heart, really, so this was fun for me. And the answer is yes. We each, every single one of us, have real emotional power to get what we want in our lives. And we can direct that power and use that power to create a fabulous life for ourselves.
We love it. And obviously, this is a big overview of the general concept. But yeah, I think obviously where our intentions go towards, where our energy goes towards, those things are not going to automatically come true, but you'll certainly work towards them. It's like, you want to improve your relationship, you got to start thinking about improving your relationship. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about the process and maybe the science behind what you've found and how you help people and guide them through it.
Well, the first thing to understand, which is kind of fun, is that we all live in this energy field that we're not probably even aware of and we don't think about, but we share this energy field together. You and I, even though we're many, many miles apart, we exchange argon gas every time we breathe. So we also breathe in oxygen. And when we breathe in oxygen, we breathe in argon gas, and then we breathe it back out. And we share that argon gas with all peoples of the earth forever and ever. So the other ways in which this energy field connects us is through all kinds of stuff that we don't know about and we don't see. So, for example, you have 500 trillion neutrinos that pass through your body every second, and you don't even know about that. You're not even aware of that, but they're in our energy field. You don't feel them because they don't interact with matter, and you don't see them because they don't interact with light, but they are out there in this energy field we all share. This energy field, in fact, we only see 4% of the energy that is out there. So I just want everybody to understand that we are already participating in a field of energy that is working for us. So that's kind of a big concept, but there is lots of proof about that. The other thing that's interesting to know is that your emotions of desire, of want, of intention, of your focused wishes, they are actually made out of real pieces of matter. They are made out of things like carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen. Like you've probably heard of the molecule that your body makes when you feel afraid. Your body pumps out this molecule called adrenaline. And it is made of the same stuff as everything else in the universe, the elements like carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, oxygen. Same with oxytocin, you know, when you have this feelings of love and care and compassion, your body makes oxytocin. You've probably heard of that molecule. Well, all of your emotions have molecules that match them. And each of those molecules, they produce waves of energy loaded inside, tiny, tiny, inside those molecules at the tiniest part is subatomic quantum energy. That each emotion has its own unique wave pattern. And some of those wave patterns are more powerful than other wave patterns. And the powerful wave patterns are the ones that can easily get in sync with other similar waves. And that's how they communicate. And that's how they connect you with what it is that you want.
So obviously, this is a very broad overview of these things. And I'm definitely following along. And I have an understanding, you know, the universe is made up of matter and we are part of the universe. And that just that concept is, I think, beautiful that we're all connected in that way to ourselves, to nature, to each other. How can we take this understanding and apply it to our personal lives and our relationships?
Well, this is so much fun to discuss because we are all far more powerful than we likely give ourselves credit for. So the way we can apply this information is to visualize what our different emotions look like. So they look like what they feel like. So, okay, Chase, if you were to describe what does it feel like or what might it look like for to have angry, sharp, bitter energy towards somebody, resentful, how would you might describe bitter, resentful energy?
It doesn't feel good. It feels dark
right?
And harsh.
Yes.
Spiky.
Yes.
not a good thing, not smooth and shiny and warm.
Yes. Well, you're perfectly exactly right. So the emotion molecules that are associated with bitter, resentful, angry, blaming feelings are they look the way they feel. They are sharp and they are pointed. They are chaotic. They're unevenly spaced. And they are not powerful because they cannot easily sync with other energy waves, because the other energy waves that are sharp and chaotic and unevenly spaced, they don't have a way to get in sync very easily. They can, but it is much tougher. The more powerful, I wanted to just back up and give you a little bit of fun, little piece of information. That did you know that bitter things that taste bitter also look like that? So when they measure and look at the shape of, say, bitter coffee, it has sharp, pointy, jagged molecules, as opposed to when they look at the molecule of sugar, sweet, it has smooth, even-shaped, soft outlines of its molecules. So the molecules within us that our emotions are made of have shapes, as does everything in nature. It has molecules of shapes. So the shape, the wave pattern, and the molecule shape for feelings that are content, happy, safe, caring, compassionate, those have smooth, even waves of energy. And the reason why those are powerful is because since they're evenly spaced and they're smooth, they can easily get into sync with other similar waves of energy. And when the sink happens, when these waves, their ups line up with their downs, my dad would say they're geeing and hawing together, meaning that they're both going in the same direction like horses. If you two horses go to the right together, they're geeing. And if they go to the left together, they're hawing. And so your energy waves have to gee and haw. They have to go up together and down together in sync. And when they're doing that, they are communicating. They are sharing encoded information. So, and this brings you more of what you want, because that those energy waves communicate outside your body and they communicate inside your body. Inside your body, they affect your health. Outside the body, they affect the relationships that you have with others. And they affect the opportunities that come to you in your life to bring you what you want. So when you're ready to unpack that, because I know that was a mouthful, we can move on to how can you direct that energy to be powerful in the relationships in your life?
We do want to get into that. But before that, I want to, I guess, get some clarification just on the science side, because all that makes sense, you know, and has been scientifically proven. I'm going to trust you on that, which you know, I do.
And, yes.
And so, you know, because I tend to be a very logical thinker, I understand, like, yeah, it's going to be when I talk to a person, they have nervous energy. Like I pick up on that, like even if they're not talking, just through body language. And then, as you said, like maybe these things subatomically are happening as well. I do believe, you know, our intuition, there's kind of these sixth sense that we're picking up on these things, that are almost subconscious. I guess, how do you think about that superpower in a sense, other than just like, hey, try to tap into that? And I know that's kind of probably what you're going to get into, but I guess from a logical standpoint, because, you know, we were saying we live here in Nosara, Costa Rica, which is a beautiful place. There's a lot of spirituality, a lot of yogis. And I tend to get put off by the language sometimes used. And I think maybe others too. And it's something that I try to work on to not prejudge something, but when someone starts talking about other energy and I wasn't feeling this, and I think that's okay. Like, and I believe that. I believe I pick up on negative energy. I guess how I don't have a specific question other than framing that, like calling that situation for what it is and what a lot of people maybe think about, and how you think about that as someone that's an academic in this greater sense.
Well, I can so appreciate what you're saying, and that I, like just yesterday, I was doing a coaching session with someone about their energy. And at the end of the coaching session, I was asking her how it went for her. And she said she had this feeling of empowerment in her heart chakra. And she said, now, which chakra is that? And where is that? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about chakras. And so that is not what I study. And I'm not saying there isn't science behind that. I've just never studied the science behind it. I am more of a science nerd in terms of I want the studies. I want the research studies. And so I will share with you that the way that I understand this energy that we communicate with is that there are multiple ways in which we are communicating that are out of our awareness. Like, for example, you already know that you mentioned your sixth sense, which is intuition, and that is scientifically real. And I will explain that in just a moment. But there's many ways, you know, in which we communicate with which, you know, our six senses of what taste, touch, smell, all that. But when we come to the power of our emotions and the ways in which our body communicates that we're not aware of typically, I will share with you that one of the ways we communicate which we're not aware of is these molecules of emotion. They are automatically shared with people in our vicinity. So as you and Sarah are together, you are sharing molecules of emotion between each other called pheromones. Now, pheromones, they're called something different inside the body, but when your molecules of emotion leave you, they are called pheromones. And yes, those are the same pheromones we tend to think of as sexual related, attraction related, but our body makes them naturally based on whatever it is we are feeling. That's one of the ways in which we communicate with others. And I'll explain just a little bit more about that in a minute, because that's so important in your relationship with people. And I want to come back to that in just a minute. But the other way you had brought up, which is what energy are people feeling? That energy is real, as I had said before, in that smooth, even waves of energy, when they get in sync with each other, they are more powerful. They're three times more powerful than jagged, sharp, chaotic, angry, bitter, frustrated, anxious, tense energy. So the smooth waves of energy, they are three times more powerful. They can be measured at 0.27 millivolts, whereas the sharp, jagged, anxious, worried energy is 0.09 millivolts. The other language you might hear is that, oh, I'm not vibrating high enough. Well, now, I don't mean to make fun of that. There is some truth about the vibration of smooth, even waves of energy. That vibrates 10 times higher, can be measured at 0.55 decibels per hertz. And chaotic, bitter, frustrated, angry, spiky energy is at 0.05 decibels per hertz, so 1/10 the power. So there is some truth and scientific basis for people discussing their energy. And so I just want to share that. Maybe that helps when you're talking with people.
Yeah, and sorry to interrupt, but I want to ask you, so is the idea that the more in sync these wavelengths are, these frequencies, and the higher they're vibrating, like why is that a good thing?
Well, so I'm going to go back to the communication we have with others that we're not even aware of. So The pheromone communication we have with others operates similarly, and I'm differentiating because pheromones communicate with other people that are in our vicinity. They have a short-term range, whereas the wave patterns that are communicating at a subatomic quantum power, they go across instantly in an infinite range. So they communicate instantly at very, very, very long distances. And both of these have been measured. But what I want to share is that the two primary ways in which somebody else receives our emotions, if you are close range and they're receiving it through pheromones, their body is picking it up through the skin and the nose. Those pheromone molecules immediately go to a part of the brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala's job is to survival of the species. So the amygdala's job is to bring people close together for creating more kids, more population, or to identify danger to get out of the way of danger. So the two primary messages the brain receives from somebody else that you are in close proximity to, and this actually works subatomically also for people at long range, is either fear or safety. So what you don't want to do is, just because you're feeling upset or angry, you want to be mindful and careful that you are still communicating to people that you care about that you are safe, and that they're part of their brain that sets off alarm signals of danger, danger, fear, fear. You don't want to activate that part of their amygdala alarm signals, because then that person whom you care about, even if you're upset with them, and I will give you some strategies in a moment for how to get through times when you're upset and how you can still give good energy that's helpful energy. But you don't want to just throw at them all of your zingy, jaggedy, worried, anxious, upset, blaming feelings, because out of their awareness, their amygdala part of the brain is getting activated that says, danger, danger. which means that the next time they're in communication with you, they have to actually process that. They have to find a part of themselves that says, now, wait a minute, I just know last time they were upset. They weren't really, pushing me away. They weren't really threatening our relationship. I wasn't really in danger from this relationship blowing up and me being on my own, you know, which is all the kind of processing you have to do to overcome the automatic fear reaction that the brain initiated for you when it received sharp, jagged, spiky energy from the other person. So the important thing is to be aware that that is how your energy lands for somebody else. And if you're wanting to preserve a relationship in your life, to find some ways of communicating with them when you're upset or anxious or worried or mad or frustrated, that don't invoke that spiky energy that automatically triggers a danger, warning signals in their brain. Now, that's totally outside of their awareness. That's a very unconscious thing. It's just what happens.
Before we continue on, we want to tell you about today's sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by Real Paper. Real Paper is bamboo toilet paper that does good and also feels good and is conveniently delivered to your door. Real Paper is made of 100% bamboo, making it the most sustainable, eco-friendly toilet paper on the market. Plus, all of their shipping materials are biodegradable and they use plastic-free packaging. A lot of you know that Chase and I try to live a very eco-friendly lifestyle, from the cleaning products we use to composting our food to minimize waste. So when we heard about Real Paper wanting to sponsor our show, we were super thrilled to be working with a brand that we align with so well with our values. I am extremely picky when it comes to toilet paper. When I'm in Costa Rica, I will actually drive 5 hours to San Jose to get a specific brand of toilet paper. So when I heard about Real Paper and then actually felt how soft it was, I was so excited that I found a new brand that meets my standards and is also made sustainably. I didn't know this, but bamboo fibers actually make a much softer paper product than many recycled paper and wood fibers. And because of its very unique composition, bamboo is naturally designed for its strength. And another thing I love about the brand is that they give back. By purchasing Real Paper, you are supporting their mission to provide access to clean toilets to those in need around the world, and also give American households a way to reduce their carbon footprint. So go check out realpaper.com and use the coupon code ADVICE to receive 25% off your first subscription when you order at realpaper.com. Again, that's real, R-E-E-L, paper.com, and use the coupon code ADVICE for 25% off your first subscription. Today's episode is also brought to you by Best Fiends. Life throws annoying challenges that trigger us all the time. I constantly joke on the show how annoying it is when Chase eats all my milk chocolate before even touching the dark chocolate he asked me to buy for him. Or when you're watching a movie on Netflix and it stops to load every 2 seconds. Whatever it is that makes you feel triggered or tense, if you're looking for a way to blow off steam and unwind, I highly recommend downloading my new favorite game, Best Fiends. Best Fiends is the top-rated and possibly the best mobile puzzle adventure game. Best Fiends gives you hours of fun, casual gameplay that never gets old, with thousands of levels plus new content and events added all the time. In the past, when I needed a minute to chill and unwind, I would jump on social media. But since I'm trying to spend less time mindlessly scrolling on all the social media apps, I found Best Fiends allows me to unwind while actually having a little fun. I really like how the game is challenging, but not hard, so it keeps me playing. I actually find it really hard to put down now. I'm constantly telling myself, just one more level, but now that I'm on level like 60, I'm slightly obsessed with winning each level. The design of the game is so engaging, and I love all the cute little characters. You guys really have to check it out just so you understand what I'm saying. And the best part is there is over 3,000 levels and counting, so you'll never run out of fun. So download Best Fiends today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Thank you for that. And yeah, it makes sense. And I'm thinking the unconscious, it could be the energy, but yeah, just the body language or mm-hmm. the way they're standing and the posture are all things that we pick up on in communication. So it's important to understand what we're putting out, you know, these things. So how can we be upset but still put out good energy?
Oh, such a good question. Such a good question. So it's easy for us to understand how we put out calm, safe, loving, caring energy when we have those feelings towards somebody else. You can know and easily understand how those smooth waves of caring energy get communicated to the other person. Even when you're not speaking, even when you're not in their vicinity, those energy waves go to them. So your question of even if you're upset, how can you still communicate to somebody else some smooth waves of energy so that it's not all spiky? And I like to visualize these waves. So knowing that you're upset, you can be upset with yourself and you have upset feelings inside yourself that don't have anything to do with the other person, or you could be upset at the other person. And so there's kind of the same kind of strategy works, and it's important that you own your own feelings. And so when you stay inside of yourself first to get calm and quiet within yourself to say, what am I really feeling? So let's take an example that you are upset with somebody else, like let's say your mate. Okay, so I have a good example of this. Several years ago, our basement flooded of our home. And my husband understands and takes care of the maintenance issues in our home because I'm not very good at that. And I take care of other things. And the previous year, the sump pump had broken and he had fixed it. And so when our basement flooded, and I thought the sump pump, and my gosh, you didn't take care of it. And so I had a lot of bitter, jagged energy as I looked at inches of water throughout our entire basement. And I was not happy. So to say I was upset, yes, I was pretty upset. And so I had lots of blaming, jagged energy. Why didn't he take care of that and fix that? And here we have this mess. And last year he knew it was an issue. And why didn't he check on it and make sure it wouldn't be an issue again? So all kinds of jaggedy, sharp feelings. So I had a choice. I could just stay in that jaggedy, sharp space and lay into him with those blaming thoughts and my upset feelings. Now, though, if I were to do that, of course, that is going to push him away. I can understand that in my brain understands if I blame him and I throw angry energy at him, it's going to push him away. He's not going to want to be closer to me. I understand that. But how do I then calm myself when I'm truly upset? So this is a main strategy that you can use for anything in which you are upset with somebody else. You can identify what is it that you really want in your life. And for me, I want a good relationship with my husband. I want a cooperative one. I want a happy one. So for me, yes, I want happiness in my life. So I chose to just think about all the times in our past in which he has taken care of our home. He's created a nice home for us. He cares about creating a nice home for our family. And so I chose to remember those things, to just reflect on those things. So I got myself into a space of remembering all the times he has taken well and good care of us. And then I rolled up my sleeves and said, let's make this a cooperative event for fixing this. We worked hard together. We actually called some friends. We made a party out of cleaning up the mess downstairs, and we actually had a good time. And then I will share with you that had I stayed with this belief that it was his fault, I would have been wrong. It turns out it wasn't the sump pump, and what caused the flooding had nothing to do with what I made up in my mind. So you can also give some latitude. Just give some latitude to the person that you care about and focus on something that you appreciate about them. Research shows that when you focus on anything that you feel grateful for, it doesn't matter what it is. Is it your partner, mate, person, or is it your pet, or is it a hobby, or is it nature? Whatever it is that you have some appreciation for will automatically create smooth, even waves of energy within you. That calms you down enough to be able to then participate in the relationship with your own choices for how do you want to be in this relationship and what do you want to nurture in this relationship. Truly nurture. You can be purposeful when you first allow those smooth, calm waves of energy to flow within you.
It's really a decision, but sometimes it feels so hard when we are angry at our partner or a friend and we let the negative jagged emotions overtake us. So what are some tools to get into that gratitude mind space when we're feeling angry?
So I would like to ask us to consider that there's two opportunities when we're feeling angry. The first opportunity is in the moment. The anger wells forward, the frustration, the upsettedness, it all comes rushing at you. So that's your first opportunity. And that is very important to just interrupt the flow, because what you don't want is to create more molecules of that energy that you're sharing with others, more energy waves of that energy that you are sharing with others. You don't want more of that created in your body, because every time you have an emotion, your body makes molecules to match that emotion. So interrupt the making of those molecules. You can interrupt it in any way that works for you. You can choose to just shift your focus to a different task. You can choose to focus on something you feel grateful for. As I had just mentioned earlier, you can go outside and just listen, appreciate nature. You can write in a journal. You can listen to music. You can do just a couple of minutes of quiet time and meditation. Anything that interrupts the flow and says, I'm not going to create more of those. Yes, a welling of them came up for me just right now, but I'm going to choose not to create any more of those. I am just going to interrupt the flow in the moment. And then the thing that will always work is to just shift your focus to something you feel grateful for, anything. So that's your short-term, in the moment, when it's happening, fix. And then I will go on to, if you're ready, I'll go on to what's the longer-term fix.
Yes, please.
Ready? Okay. So the longer term fix is really to give yourself the gift of every day, just even starting with 3 minutes of quiet time for yourself every day. Now, the reason why this is important is because when you calm your mind and calm your body, then you can purposefully focus on that which you want. You can bring forth a vision for what you really want in your life. That is activating the quantum power of smooth waves of desire. When those smooth, even waves of energy get activated and they sync with other similar waves of energy, that sync, you feel it as a nudge and a hunch, and it's your intuition talking to you. Now, your intuition talks to you in a very calm way. So you can only hear your intuition or be in touch or pay attention with your intuitive guidance when you have some calm flowing within you. So for just 3-4 minutes, and it will grow, I guarantee you will feel very powerful and you will want more than 3 or 4 minutes. But just start with 3 or 4 minutes. And in the first 2 minutes, calm your mind. Calm your body with whatever strategies work for you. Ask your busy thoughts to just park themselves on the other side of the door because you're in some quiet space with the door closed. And they'll be waiting for you whenever you want them. So no worries about that. And when the busy thoughts cross your mind, you just watch them float past you to the other side of the door, and you pay attention to your breathing or some calm music or whatever calms your mind and calms your body. And then for the last minute or two, bring forth a vision for what it is you really want for yourself, a vision for that day, or even a longer term vision that you really desire for yourself. Feel your smooth, even waves of energy getting activated with some eagerness and hopefulness for that vision being true in your life. And then quietly pay attention to your intuitive guidance, your intuition, that will speak to you in a very calm, clear, knowing manner of which opportunities are right for you, which ideas that you have are right for you, which hunches and nudges that you say, is that right? Should I follow that one? You will be able to get in touch with that intuition in your calm time. Because remember, your intuition is working for you when it is syncing with other similar waves of energy. They are communicating and connecting you with the opportunities that are right for you. So your quiet time every day is how you work this power in your life, in the power in the relationships you have with others. When you envision that's what you want is a stronger relationship, a more loving relationship, a more harmonious, or visions for goals you have in your life. All that you can work your power in just a couple of minutes of quiet time every day.
Seems like a very effective way to go throughout your life, you know, as far as thinking about the things that you want, taking that pause. How many times are we really doing that? But I want to ask you from a scientific perspective. So it's like we can think about these things, but they require action. As I said, you know, earlier, it's like, I want to think, yeah, I think the first step is to think positively. If you want to improve your relationship, well, you got to start thinking about improving it. But then the next step is taking action. So how do you think about that in this framework?
Well, for me, the power is in the emotions. So the scientific basis of the power of positive thinking, if you look at the scientific studies all have an outcome measurement that's an emotion. So it's very interesting to kind of read the scientific studies because it's emotion. It's the emotion has the power. So when you want something to happen in your life, your emotions of clear, calm, purposeful desire, they have a 4-time spike in the emotional power. So that's been measured, that it automatically jumps your power up 4 times when you have clarity of vision for what you really want. That's the quantum activation of your energy waves going into action for you in the energy field we all share. And then your intuitive guidance is when those energy waves are syncing up with what it is that you, or opportunities that are in keeping, that have a similar wave pattern, that are in keeping with what it is you desire, your intuitive guidance is going to say, this is a match. This is a good thing for you to pursue. It's a match. So your power in positive thinking, I tend to say it's a power in positive feeling.
Love it, Melanie. And thank you so much. I know we're covering like this huge area in a short amount of time,
but yes.
I think we've done a good job of laying a groundwork and a framework for people. And we're definitely going to link to your online community and the information that you've been mentioning. So before we wrap up, can you tell us where we can find you online, and if there's anything that we skipped over or that you want to emphasize, and then we'll say goodbye.
You can find me online at melaniedean.com, MelanieDean.com. And there you can join my Wavemaker community, which provides free resources for helping you on your journey to be powerful. So you will get maybe emails twice a month. You'll get podcasts. You'll get video casts. So I will give you lots of good information. There's free resources on my website. And my book, The Hidden Power of Emotions, is on my website. You can access it there. And in closing, I would like to share that the book helps explain in a very simple way all of these concepts that I have laid out. So it's not an academic read. The book is a simple read with cute illustrations to help you understand the science behind it and lots of examples and lots of stories. Every chapter includes a section that says common ways people zap their power and then good ways to boost your power. So it's just loaded with good stories and examples and easy ways to understand how your power works. And I would like the listeners to know, this is my parting wish, is that everybody would know you have all of the power and the tools you need to navigate life, to have everything you want. Your powers and your tools are already built into you. They are built into you with your purposeful, focused intentions that is activating those quantum smooth energy waves syncing up. And the tools for how to actually connect with what it is you desire is through your intuition. It's all scientifically based, and you're already built in with all of this power to navigate life happily and successfully for everything you want.
Well, thank you so much, Melanie. We'll be sure to link to your website as well as your new book in the show notes and in the podcast description. And we really appreciate you taking the time to come on the show today.
Thank you for allowing me the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show, guys. As always, the links will be in the podcast description as well as on the show notes on our website at idopodcast.com. And while you're on our website, we hope you guys check out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge. It's a challenge where we send you a daily email for 14 days with easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And it's honestly just a whole lot of fun to do with your partner. It's something new, and we think you guys will really enjoy it. So check it out. And while you're on the website, there are tons of free resources as well as more information about our online course, Spark My Relationship, where our listeners can get $100 off. So check that out. You can go directly to the course website at sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. And that's where you can get the $100 off. So thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.